This is December 29th, 2022. It is 15:35 hours. That's early. 15:35 hours. I was up early, really early today. I was up at, well, actually it wasn't that early for most people. No, it was, I almost got up at 8 in the morning or something like that, or 9 or whatever. I think it was 8 o'clock. But then I got up at 10, I think, in the end. I decided to get up at, I slept a bit longer. But I got a delivery, so it's not unboxing for one case. One of them's an unboxing, but there's no box for this big shovel here. So, but it's not as big as I thought it was. You know, I could look at it, well, glass half empty instead of glass half full, right? I mean, I have a choice of how to look at it. But my own shovel that I have already, the brown, dark brown colored one, it's 23 inches wide at the widest point, and this one's 21 inches wide at the widest point. But, I'm just thinking. Yeah, I guess this one might, this one is, I know what this is, it's 21 inches instead of 23. But I was thinking that the width of this shovel is 19 inches. On the inside or on the outside? I forget. What did I do with the... Well, I could just do a measurement with my elbow. On the inside, that's got to be... That's pretty well 19 on the inside, I think, because I can measure with my forearm, and I can see... You know, well, it's about... If that's 18, which it isn't, because if it were, then it would be 20 inches side to side, and it's not. Or is it? Yeah, okay, I have to remeasure. I have to remeasure. I've got to do that right now. Just grab a tape measure. I want to know. So, it's really hot today. Yeah. That's the other thing I want to mention. It was really, my computer booted perfectly. Once again, the computer's booting perfectly every time. And that's, I don't even have to think about it anymore. But it's only, like I said, it was only a new problem caused by the new monitor. It wasn't there before. So, and by the way, today I had my own fastest haircut and shave in history. I didn't shave with the full shave, but I did... My electric razor after I cut my hair, and it was fastest haircut I ever gave myself, and it was the best one too that I ever gave myself. I definitely had some of the Holy Spirit there acting on me to do that so effectively, and I feel like that the love that I'm getting from the worldwide brotherhood is really affecting me, you know, in terms of making me more relaxed and making me feel more loved and being able to function at a higher level, because I'm not as panic-stricken, I guess is the word. I'm not as panicked. I'm less panicked and more calm, and I have more patience too. I think that comment by Brother Jackson really helped me about being enthusiastic and patient. You can be both, right? Which at one point in my life, I'm sure I knew that, because I had a wonderful wife, and she was teaching me, my late wife was teaching me a lot of things about, she had a lot of patience, she really did. And she had a lot of joy in life too, and a lot of enthusiasm, and just a lot of, she was a go-getter. She went after everything that she wanted, and she got it, usually, you know. She never gave up on anything. Like, she was a great woman, no doubt. And she still is. In Jehovah's eyes, she's still alive, of course. She never dies. I mean, a great person to Jehovah never dies. I'm going to measure this. So, on the bottom... Oh, careful. On the inside, yeah, it's about, 19 on the inside. Yeah. So the other one, if the other one, okay, so I don't know if I can show you that or not. Probably you get an inkling of it anyway from that. That's the 1 foot, that dark spot in the middle. Is it? Yeah, I mean, not in the middle, but the dark spot right about there is the 1 foot mark. So, but it's 19 on the inside. And up here, 18 and a half anyway, 18 and a half. So what I'm thinking is, let's keep it on the floor where I can get it again. What I've been thinking is the other shovel must have these overturned edges as well, I think. Even though it's 23 on the outside, it must have these outturned edges. No, maybe not. It might not have these rolled edges. It might have more upright edges, and in that case it could be wider. But this one looks a lot smaller than the one I have. That's why I could be disappointed if I wanted to be. But I'm not too concerned about the size of it. Well, the other thing is the size of, yeah. No, it's a decent size, and there's nothing wrong with it. From that standpoint, if I want to be, I've got two now. But the other one is, it got cracks developing here. And I think this one is, my concern is, I would have bought a bigger one, but the price I got on this with free delivery, was delivered today, and it was supposed to be FedEx. I guess it was FedEx, but I didn't see them. I didn't look. I saw them, but I didn't look at the truck. But I think it was supposed to be FedEx, though. So I know it was. But anyway, the thing is, this part here is what I'm worried about. Where the handle comes in here, I'm worried that this could break. Where the metal meets the plastic, or where the plastic meets plastic on the corner of the edge there, that's what I'm worried about. That's where it's going to break, or up here. So I'm wondering if I can somehow put something in there, like epoxy won't bond to that because it's too smooth, I think. Maybe epoxy would. I have a feeling it could just break right off. Just slip, fall right off the epoxy. I could try and roughen it up, and then epoxy would hold, possibly. I'm not sure epoxy works on this type of plastic either. That's the other problem. So if I can't use epoxy, and also epoxy is expensive for the amount that I'd have to put in there. It would cost maybe, $10 to do, or $20 to do the whole shovel. It's not cheap. Well, it was a $65 shovel with tax, and online I could have paid $140 before tax. I believe that was the price for the same exact shovel, exact same shovel, same company, everything the same, exactly the same shovel model, everything. This was the same shovel for less than half the price after tax. It was, that's not a good price. I'm sure I paid. For the one I have now that I bought years ago, I'm sure I paid probably something like $40 or $30 for that one. Something like that. Not 60. Well, I'm sure it wasn't 60. I knew it was about 40. I was looking for about $40, right? But I found 140, and I was willing to pay that to get it from Amazon. But then I noticed somebody had mentioned in the comments on Amazon, why is it so expensive when I can buy it at such and such a place for $40 or whatever. So I went to the same store the person mentioned, and I ordered it from there. And after tax, it was $65. So something like $50-something or before tax in Canada, which is probably different from the person who was commenting. I'm not sure now. Or maybe they got it when it was cheaper. But for whatever reason, they were quoting an even lower price than what I got. But I still got a very acceptable price. I don't have to use this, right? I can put this one in my basement, and if the other one ever breaks on me, that this is my backup or something like that, right? Because I just want to check it too. Check it for any. It doesn't look like it has any damage. That's the main thing. It got shipped, without any apparent damage, which is a good sign. Beautiful thing. It's called a sleigh shovel, but we used to call it a scoop. We call it a scoop. That's what my dad always called them, scoops. And he had one of these, I think, didn't he? Or at some point he got one of these, I think, a scoop. But he, for years and years, he didn't have one of these. For many years, he just used traditional, whatever you call those other shovels, upright shovel, a pusher, you know, a shovel that you slide along the ground. He used one of those, and it wasn't like this one. It wasn't like this one. It didn't ride up on the top of the snow like that one can. So, the other thing I want to unbox is. Oh, I forgot to get the knife. Okay, you know what? I can use one of these razor blades. Maybe, if I don't cut myself with it. It's just one of these X-Acto knives, utility knife. It's a utility knife blade. I've already got one injury. Don't really need any more. Okay. Okay, I got the box open. It's good. So that's one end of it. Perfect. That's all I need is one end. Okay, so here we have it. It's supposed to be an industrial quality broom. Is it real wood on the handle? They make them out of wood. I like that. Real wood handle. Right? It's good quality, I think. It's decent quality. I needed a new one anyway. I've got one that's just about destroyed out on the deck. It's all the bristles are broken off. You know, it's broken off down to about here. In some places, it's only this long. In the middle, it's maybe that long. You know, it's broken all. It's all tattered. It's bad. But if you know what I realized after I ordered this, when I was waiting for it to come, I thought, why can't I make my own broom? I need to make my own broom. Obviously, just have to figure out. How to tie the, well, I had to find out where to get these bristles, where to get the best, because that way I could buy the best quality materials for the, you know, I can maybe use a handle that I had on another broom. I can wrap it with wire like this is done here, possibly. You know, I mean, I could do something similar to this. I don't know how I'd stitch it up, but I could maybe make my own. I could tie these threads by hand. It's just a question of getting the quality bristles. I think that's what it's really a question of. These quality bristles, they're what's hard to come by. So, that's it. There it is. You know, I mean, this... It's whether they break off. Some people said this is a good quality broom. It looks decent to me. But, I mean, it's whether these bristles break off. Whether they break off or not. How easily they break off when you're using it. Now, maybe we can treat them. I just realized something. Maybe there's a secret to soaking it in water or something to make those bristles less brittle before you use it. That's probably... I'm going to research that. I just thought of it. Because my brooms have been, you know, breaking. The other thing is I'd like to tie it closer to the end. And you know, I'd like to tie it off nearer to this end so that it keeps these bristles from spreading out too much. That's what I'd like to do, if I could. Control it better, you know. But, I mean, to do that, I'm not sure how to do that. But I'm going to research and see what I can find out about how to do all that. And that should be good, I think. But I'm serious. That was the fastest haircut today I've ever done on myself. And it was the best, too. And I just had a clearer idea. I guess I wasn't trying to cut it too short. That's probably why it was easier. I just had insight into how to do it efficiently. And I just, but it's hard to do because I'm using mirrors. And I'm cutting by looking in the mirror. It's always more difficult that way. Because your hand goes in the opposite way from what you think it will, and so on. It's just backwards. It's confusing, but I had great patience today, calmness. Calm, and it helped me. But it was very fast. Okay, so, I mean, that's all for the packages for right now. I'm going to try to order some more. I think I need a bigger tarp. I need a good tarp. I need some more tarps. But I'm going to order a tarp anyway. I think that's a different kind of tarp that I've never ordered before, and see what happens, see what I think of it. There is one that has good ratings. So anyway, this is Word Green. It's got great ratings. I think I want to get that different tarp. But it's one type that I've never used before, so that's why I've not ordered it before, I guess. But it's a synthetic material instead of cotton. But anyway, 1551 hours, December 29th, 2022, Word Green out.